You're listening to SBS Spice. Find what's making South Asians tick or ick with Suhaila and Dilpreet on the SBS Spice podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to SBS Spice. You're listening to Dilpreet. My guest today is joining me from India. He's played Tomorrowland, opened for Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Maroon 5, and racked up over 500 million streams. But it's his pivot from global EDM stages to homegrown Hindi pop that's quietly redefined what independent success looks like. In an industry still dominated by film music, he's carving out space for Indian pop that's personal, polished, and proudly independent. As he gets ready to take the stage at Vivid in Sydney on the 7th of June as part of Tumbling Nights, he joins me to talk about identity, audience, and the sound of a new kind of stardom. Please welcome Zayden. Zayden, thank you for joining me. Welcome to SBS Spice.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. That was one of the best introductions ever. And that's so kind of you. Thank you.
I appreciate that. You are making your Australian debut with Vivid in Sydney, a city with a huge South Asian diaspora. Mm-hmm. Who did you think is going to be in the crowd? What do you imagine when you imagine, let's say, a South Asian music audience in Australia? Do you have a bit of a picture?
Absolutely. You know what? I've actually been a bit nervous about just playing in Sydney. And that's because, like, I'm just like, are people, like, going to know my songs? Because I'm, you know, used to singing some songs, and especially on my song, Eribin, I just do that. And that's, like, the best flex for me as an artist. But I was just imagining, like, what if people don't do that? So I'm obviously hoping for a lot of South Asians, there's so many Indian, Indians in colleges in Australia as well. So hoping for that audience to turn up as well. And it's just so special. This entire journey started in a tiny bedroom with a big dream. And just to see these songs travel across the globe is just, you know, a feeling I can't really express in words. So I'm just all I can hope for is that people sing along to some songs. And even if they don't know the songs, I just hope they connect to this journey and be a part of it.
Australians love music. So even if there are artists that they might not know, you know, very deeply about, they'll still sort of resonate with you. But I feel like it also is quite exciting for people when they come to Australia, because it's a bit cut off and it's a bit far, and it's not really, you know, very well connected to other countries, which kind of makes it quite challenging as well. I've been wondering about Indian music scene for a while, because I've been in Australia for about 8 years now, and I feel like so much of India's music scene still moves through film, but you've built a career outside of that. What's been freeing about that, and what's been frustrating?
Of course, the moment a song escapes your laptop and is out in the world, that entire process is just so free and so exciting for any artist. You know, like, I wrote most of my songs during the lockdown, and there's just one thing to see the numbers. Oh, you've just got, you know, XYZ amount of streams on this song. Maybe it hasn't done well, but you go for your show and people are singing exactly that song back at you. It's just the best feeling ever, right? And that just gives me a completely different perspective, and, like, you know, takes me back to just the question, like, you know, why am I doing what I do? And it just answers itself. So that entire process is very exciting. And, you know, just about the Indian scene in general, I feel that it's not boxed to any language anymore. You know, there's so much happening here, and it's absolutely insane. I finally feel that India is on, there's, like, all eyes on India right now, not just music, fashion, food, everything. So this is the most exciting phase. I mean, at least in the last 10 years of me making music, I would say that this feels like the most exciting phase.
Oh, 100%. India's on the map, and it's been a long time coming. So it's very exciting times for Indians in India, and especially for us abroad as well. And looking at your journey, there is something really personal about writing in Hindi, especially when English in an industry like music, or even in a country like India or South Asia in general, can be the standard of cool. Has that ever felt like a risk?
Not really. I've always listened to more of, like, Western artists, I would say. When I'm writing something in Hindi, it's a very sustained language, right? Like, words like tere mere, right? It's a phrase. Punjabi would be tenu menu. So the attack of both fasts. So it's very interesting to write in both languages. I don't really fluently speak in Punjabi, but I do work with Punjabi lyricists. And it's just a very exciting process. And it's completely different for every song. Often people ask, like, what's your process to? That's like the this question for me, because I don't have an answer. Every song requires a completely different process sometimes. Hindi is my first language, so it's always it feels special when people sing back a song that you've written in your bedroom back at you. I keep saying this all the time, but for me as an artist, I think that's something I keep chasing. And sometimes I've seen that, disturb the entire process of writing as well. So it just has to be done in a balanced way. Like sometimes are people going to sing this song back at me? But that's not the right way to, the entire objective is to write something for yourself and hope that people relate to it. And, I'm so blessed that it's been happening over the years, and I hope it keeps happening for the years to come.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of a deja vu because I was speaking to Pratik Kohar last year and he kind of had the same vibe that I asked him. I was like, do you ever have a writer's block? And he was like, no, if I don't want to write, I just don't write. I was like, okay, next question. So I like the idea of not having a solid process and it just feeling natural to you, I guess. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
I was saying that I covered one of his songs, I think 2-3 years back, Kasoor, yeah. And absolutely love it.
Yes, phenomenal. Okay, coming back to your performing on global stages, you've done Tomorrowland, you've opened for Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Maroon 5. It's a list most artists dream of. And you've performed internationally so many times before, especially when you were a DJ. I'm wondering, does global validation sort of shape how you think about what's next?
To be very honest, sometimes it does. And I've been the entire phase of, just that validation, especially when you're opening for an international artist. So you've opened for, how it's very exciting.
Of course.
Now I think I'm so driven that I want these guys to open for me. I sound a bit cocky, but, I'm just living with that dream right now. And just to, as we were talking about how all eyes are on India right now, I think this is the best time to be an artist and make the most of it in a way, even commercially or, career-wise. You always have all these different metrics and validation and all these things. And at the end of the day, it's just noise. The main thing is how you tackle that as an artist and as a human, right? And that becomes very tricky sometimes. But it's a process and we keep learning. I mean, I try my best to keep learning from it. Sometimes I'm going to be so disturbed by all the noise and I'm not able to be productive at all or write songs that I connect to, forget the people or the audience. So it's just tricky to come out of that situation sometimes. And I take a lot of inspiration from, I'm a big cricket fan. I mean, I always wanted to be a cricketer. I'm sure every Indian says that. But I take a lot of inspiration from someone like Virat Kohli. There's so much noise out there. People are constantly, comment on your, not just your art, but just how you are as a person. And at the end of the day, I think the ultimate focus should just be, like for me as an artist, it has to be my music, and try to do that with the best intent.
This is SBS Spice.
So talking about Sydney and Australia in general, South Asians are some of the fastest growing populations here. There is still a gap in how connected we are to the indie music scene in India. Sometimes, the knowledge doesn't travel as fast as it could or should. If you had to describe your music to, let's say, an Indian Australian who's never heard it before, how would you do it?
Oh, wow. How would I describe my music? I think I've almost had like two different journeys. One was when I started DJing as a producer, and when I started writing. And it's been quite a journey, honestly, just as a person and as a human for me. But the recent journey with when I started writing and singing music, I think it's the most vulnerable I've ever been to do anything in my life. And I would say that these are just my stories from a tiny bedroom from Mumbai, India. All I can hope for is that people find their stories and something to resonate to in my songs. And I think as humans, all of us have so many shared stories, right? Like, and that's the entire purpose of making art, be it anything, be it music, be it just like a sketch or a painting or anything. People just see themselves in that. And to all the Indian Australians there, I can say that I'm trying to add a lot of desiness to my music now. I think I've done that with the recent song, Deewana.
I was going to just add that. I was like, any Indian Australians listening, if you want to have a bit of a nostalgic Bollywood bite to your day, you can watch the video of Deewana. Yeah,
absolutely. I hope that connects them back to, their country and who they are when they think that they're all cool sitting in Australia and everything. Go back to where you come from.
I think that vibe is getting washed out. I think, like, looking at my peers who were born and raised here, I think there is more appreciation and wanting to connect rather than wanting to reject. That was definitely something that happened, in the 80s and 90s and with their parents' generation when it was not brown, it was not cool to be brown or not cool to be Indian. But ever since I've come here, I've seen quite the opposite. And, sometimes there is overtly romanticization of the culture and that is bound to happen. But I think the intent has shifted and there's more sort of desire to connect.
I actually love that. I think people find Indian music cool now and that's a great sign. Oh, even in my dance music days, back in the day, like with underground music or next wave of music, whenever something sounds cool to people, they just like almost hop on the wave, and that helps the genre that specific genre, because the audience grows, right? So I'm very happy to hear that Indian music is now sounding cool to people abroad. That's amazing.
Fantastic, Zayden. Those were all my questions. Thank you so much for joining me. And we're looking forward to watching you at Vivid in Sydney. So I hope you're looking forward to it too. Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Catch you soon. All the best.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.